Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Seen on your screen
with Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
All right, Maria Devereaux, what have you seen on your screens?
Well, I got a sneaky look at a movie that's not out until Friday, which is, you know, one of the perks of our job.
It is true,
is that
yeah.
we get to do that. So I wanted to tell you about it, so you could all put it in your little calendars to mark. I need something to watch for Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's called Back in Action.
Oh, yes. I have seen this because I also am interviewing people in Back in Action, which we'll tell you about in a few minutes' time. But you go ahead.
So, the cast. Cameron Diaz. It's her first movie since 2014. So, do you remember she retired?
Yes.
She wanted to just focus on her personal life,
yeah.
raise a family, and now she's back. This is her first movie since Annie in 2014.
Wow.
Where she worked with Jamie Foxx. And who else is in this movie? Jamie Foxx. So they're working together again. He was really keen to get her on board. And yeah, so this is what she's come out of retirement for.
It's great. It's got to be a good movie then,
so,
right?
I'll just give you the premise. I'll play you a little clip from the trailer to give you a little taste of it. But basically, there are two people who met when they were both working as spies for the same organization. Mm-hmm. They left to have a family and then they were forced back into working as spies.
Okay, you know that I love our life.
What?
Tonight, something clicked. For the first time in a really long time, I felt alive again.
What is going on?
We were operatives for the CIA.
Like Jason Bourne?
Yeah, but we remember stuff.
Yeah.
I knew you guys were lying about something, but I never thought you were cool enough to be spies.
I mean, that's not why we're cool.
Yeah, that's not why we're cool.
So she definitely takes the center stage on this, with Jamie Foxx being a bit of an aside.
Yeah, that's fair.
But she's brilliant in it, and I love him in it as well. A lot of action. The reason we liked it so much in our house was because we are parents and we were watching it.
Oh, God. Like,
so they're parents doing a dangerous job.
But like the attitude of the kids, the interests
yeah.
of the kids,
yeah.
it's so relatable.
Yeah.
And then they're spies.
And, you know, we were kind of saying things like, Johnny, go, oh, you definitely do that. And I go, oh, that's so you.
And then Glenn Close is in it. And she plays an English character with an unbelievable English
yeah.
accent. And she's not English,
and
she's
also,
American.
Speaking about the English accents, Andrew Scott, our very own, is in it. And he does an unbelievable English accent
He does. No, it's a great, listen, if you want, you know, a popcorn movie? I mean that in a complimentary way. You're going to sit there like, if you're in the cinema, you just be like, you wouldn't take your eyes off the screen. You just constantly feed the popcorn into your mouth because it's so much going on.
You don't think about anything
when
it's on.
Perfect.
Like, yeah,
perfect.
It's definitely lovely Friday night viewing. It's out on Friday.
It is 17, out on Friday.
And we will have Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx on the show on Friday.
Yes, there you go, my
so
friends.
That's class.
I'm going to talk to them for you, so make sure you tune in.
And did you know, actually, Dave, not sure if you read this, but the last few scenes that they shot for this movie, they're not necessarily the last scenes
sure,
in the movie.
Sure, just the ones they shot.
The last ones they shot were Jamie Foxx's body double. So when you watch it on Friday, see, can you figure out which scenes they were? Because he was rushed to hospital during filming this.
Did not know that.
And wasn't able to film the last few scenes. So they were a Jamie Foxx body
Look
double.
Look at you with your cool? Lego facts and Jamie Foxx body double.
Oh, listen,
double facts.
I'm all over it.
Maria's world. okay, very quickly, what else have you got?
We got a takeaway on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And this was also on my screen. Ordered it over Just Eat, as nice. I regularly yeah. do. And they have a thing going on at the minute. So, you know, they're sponsoring Squid Game at the minute.
Yes.
Season 2 of Squid Game. So when you order your takeaway, you enter into this game, this red light, green light game.
Where they try and shoot you?
You wait for your food to arrive, and then you hold up your phone and turn your camera on, and your face goes into this little circle.
Right.
And the little doll, Young Hee.
The red light, green light.
Red light, green light, yeah. She comes up on your screen. So when she's looking at you, you have to freeze. And then when she's not looking at you, you have to chew to try and move the energy bar up the top. Brilliant. Across. And this goes on for like 2 minutes.
And it's you and the kids playing.
We all had a go at it and we all failed.
Yeah. So you all would have been shot by the giant doll.
Yeah, it was mostly Fia in the background trying to see. She was the motion detected. Yeah. So she got us all killed.
Maria, thank you very much for a scene on your screen.
Dave Moore on Today FM.